You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast. Well, it used to be called the Defeat the Drama podcast. So welcome to the new and improved, I'm going to call it, Live and Lead for Impact. This still is Kirsten Rash, your host, and I'm super excited that you're here. Welcome back. I am so excited to be back. In today's podcast, I am going to share some information about what in the heck I've been up to while I was putting my podcast on pause. I can't believe it's been 3 years. So I'm going to share that with you. I'm going to share about some recent reflection, refueling, and reevaluation I've done. And part of that was the important work that I did that helped me shift the focus of the podcast. And then third, I am going to share what's changing about the podcast. Why the new focus? Just let me tell you, though, it is all about serving you better. And again, was sparked by some of my reevaluation work. So first, where have I been for the last 3 years? Yes, it's been over 3 years. I think it's going to be like 3.5. Crazy. I had to look back and it's been May 2015 is the last time that I put out a podcast. And I can't believe that time has just gone so fast and furious these last 3 years. But I had to reprioritize my life and put this podcast on pause because I had two boys that have been dealing with significant health challenges. And it's been, wow, just a fast-moving, crazy, scary, heart-wrenching, stressful, overwhelming time. And so it feels good to be back. But I think more importantly, it just feels good to be able to be back. I won't get into all of the details, but in May of 2015, it makes sense that was my last episode because my oldest son was diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder end of March, beginning of April in 2015. And I remember we were on spring break and I had done some extra episodes before we left so that I had a little cushion built up. And those are those last few that I put out because they were already done. And we were on spring break. He was diagnosed with HSP, which is, it's kind of hard to say, but it's two doctors' names, and purpura, and it stands for, it's an autoimmune disorder that attacks all the small blood vessels through the whole body. So he actually ended up in the hospital while we were in Florida. Thankfully was diagnosed. I know sometimes people go undiagnosed, but it affected all parts of his body. But he actually was in kidney failure. His feet and hands were swelling till his skin split. He was in tons of pain, his whole digestive system. It was a recovery. It was a lot. Meanwhile, at the same time, my other son already had an autoimmune disorder and hadn't been diagnosed yet. So while my oldest son was diagnosed immediately, my other son actually started being sick January of that same year, but he wasn't diagnosed for over a year or about a year. So that was a battle just getting him diagnosed. So his was called PANS, Pediatric Acute Onset Neuropsychiatric Syndrome. And I'm kind of telling you the names of these, not to kind of go and belabor the point or anything, but I've started doing some advocacy work. So, and I'm going to share about that in a minute. But so Pediatric Acute Onset Neuropsychiatric Syndrome, the CDC says about 1 in 200 kids will be impacted by either PANS or PANDAS, and they're horrendous autoimmune disorders that create inflammation in the brain. And so literally overnight, his life and our life changed. He was a freshman in high school at the time, and he woke me up, and it was a whole journey, but he was not able to understand what was happening in school. He would lay in his dark bedroom. He had all kinds of what looked like psychiatric problems, but were actually caused from the inflammation in his brain. And so it took a while to get diagnosed because lots of healthcare professionals don't know about it, and it's a little bit controversial, but he is doing much better. So for that 3 years, I had to shift focus. I chose to, obviously, that was going to be my priority, but I was advocating for my boys. I needed to advocate for health, find professionals that would help them get healthy. and then began advocating, particularly for my younger son. I had to be his individual advocate with the school and getting him resources that he needed. And then also just advocating in general for other parents and other people who are afflicted with the things that my sons have been through over the last 3 years. You know, doing some speaking, working booths, helping to make sure that healthcare professionals know about it and that parents and other people who work with kids know about the signs of PANS and PANDAS so that that kids can be diagnosed more quickly, because then recovery is a lot easier. So that is how I have spent my last 3 years in a nutshell. I mean, I was still doing my coaching. I was working with my family businesses, but I did have to scale back on some things. And one of the things that I had to press pause on was my podcast. My recent reflecting, refueling, and reevaluating. So coming out of that fast and furious time, I kind of needed to hit a reset on my life. And just take a pause for a minute. Again, I was so grateful that I had the time after so much busyness, overwhelm, and all of that. So the first thing was I had to reflect. Time moved so swiftly. I was so busy. There was 1 year that I, for taxes, I had to add it up, and I had driven around 3,000 miles taking my kids to doctor's appointments in 1 year. So if you can imagine the time that's involved with that, the expense that's involved with that, like all the medical expenses that we had, and then the stress, the overwhelm, the logistics of that, but also the fear, the faith that we were leaning into. Crazy times. And so I really didn't have time to almost mourn, you know, mourn the loss of what I expected their high school years to be like. It was different than what we thought it would happen, and having to let go of a lot of stuff and recalibrate expectations and for them. So I had to take some time and mourn lost time, mourn what could have been, and kind of sit in sadness. I feel like the only thing I had time for was focusing on overwhelm. So I really took some time to reflect. And then I needed to refuel. I was totally depleted. And so I really took this last summer and just said, this is going to be my summer of self-care. I am going to focus on me. And so I spent as much time as I could in nature and just being quiet. I mean, I don't know about you, but I always have my work, which I love, and all the kids' activities. And then I always had special projects is what I call them, but kind of the extra work, whether it's in my personal life or my business life, special projects, writing a book or, you know, doing another something. I backed off of all of that too and took actual time off. It was actually the first time, the only other time in my life that I actually took time off like this was for my honeymoon. And it was a week and we were in Mexico and we didn't take our technology. So beyond that, I always celebrate the fact that I can do my work from anywhere. And so take advantage of that. And there's pros and cons to that. You know, I'm a proponent of self-care. You got to do it. And kind of life forced me into it. But I will tell you, do your self-care. Make yourself a priority before you get totally depleted if you're not already engaging in self-care. I was meditating, I was stretching, I was paddleboarding, and like I said, spending time in nature as much as I could. And during that time, I started to, after my quiet time and after I had rejuvenated, like refueled myself a little bit with some good food and downtime, then I started reevaluating. And I had to look at a few different areas, and I looked at my team, my time, and my targets. And so for me, when I say team, my team, this was my relationships. Of course, as a leadership coach, I'm always helping people through their challenging times as clients. And that's great. I love what I do. But in my personal life, I tend to do that as well. And all the way back to high school where, you know, I was dubbed the Ann Landers of the high school, which I know I'm dating myself, but I was always encouraging people, motivating. I had motivational quotes all over my bedroom. And you know, so all the way back up until today, I've just been someone who is always encouraging and checking in on others. And, you know, we had just come through this really, really difficult time, and I felt really, really isolated. I felt like I didn't have many people checking in on me. And I kind of felt like, you know, if you don't post on Facebook, you can kind of disappear. And social media is kind of a whole nother topic, but I think in this world, it's kind of easy to become invisible sometimes. And that's how I felt. It's hard not to devalue yourself when you're feeling that way. So again, that was part of my reevaluation process. I don't think it meant that I'm not of value, because I know I'm a really great friend and again, there for others, but I just needed to find some more symbiotic relationships, I think. So I really had to reevaluate, you know, who is on Team Kirsten? Who's there to help, support, and encourage me, because I need some of that too. Now, granted, I will admit, I am someone, I tend to kind of portray myself as got it all together. I am a really positive person and I try to spend most of my life there. Like everything's great, you know, and I don't like to whine or complain and or talk about things that aren't going well. But at the same, you know, so I'll take part of that. Like maybe people just always think like, oh, Kirsten's got it. But the truth is during that period, I kind of started saying there are steeper mountains and this one has been mine. And it was a time when our entire life was logistically and mentally, emotionally and financially and just in every way, shape or form, our lives were being impacted by what we went through over the last 3 years. You know, we had a few people in our lives, but to feel like a majority of the time we were kind of in it by ourselves, just the emotion of that, just feeling isolated and sad about the lack of relationship and, you know, feeling like people weren't understanding what we were going through. And it was the stuff that they were going through wasn't necessarily stuff to post in social media a lot. So while you might watch someone else with a broken arm, you know, and people are rallying around them and bringing them casseroles and setting up meal trains and all that kind of stuff, I would have loved that. But, you know, it wasn't really stuff to post on social media either. And so anyway, really went through an evaluative process about my relationships and building a team, Kirsten, and it includes some people who are helping me with my health, helping me be, you know, the best me, some great friendships, and continuing with some great colleagues that I have in my professional life as well. So that was part of the evaluation process that I went through. And then my time, how was I going to spend my time? And as I did that, as I thought about how I'm spending my time, I realized that I've really, over those 3 years, I kind of modified who I was a little bit or how I was spending my time. I was doing all this advocacy work and a lot of stuff that I consider kind of on the personal side of my life versus professional. And I started to feel very fragmented. And that kind of stopped me in my tracks. Who am I? I'm doing all this advocacy work. I'm speaking on these very personal topics. And then I'm showing up to a different event as this, you know, leadership coach, this business professional who, you know, is helping people through their life challenges and I was always positive. So I really had to evaluate, am I going to continue spending my time in these two areas? And then what are my true targets and how do I define myself? Because I couldn't keep feeling fragmented. You know, I'd kind of almost scream out, like, who am I and who do I want to be? And what's the message that I want to share with others? And I really realized, and I had the help of a great friend, Anne, who is a coach, and so grateful that very quickly she was able to help me clarify some things. But I ultimately am helping people in their life and in their work. And every time actually that I, and I'm kind of starting to shift in the change in the podcast, but I'm not just helping people in their work. And so that podcast name, Defeat the Drama at Work, I always felt like there was this wall. And so there was a barrier to the things I could talk about. But the truth is we're whole human beings and I needed to be a whole human being again. And if my time was going to be in both places, I need to kind of recalibrate and redefine who I am as a business professional to incorporate the personal side of me too. Because the truth is I have been through a lot of stuff. I am broken and beautiful me. But I'm a survivor and I'm tenacious. And I believe that I can serve others best if I share more of that. And so out of that clarifying work that I did, I realized that I make an impact through more than just my business. And so do you. Because the truth is, it might be as a parent, you know, a mom, a dad, or in your community or in your church or as a volunteer or as an employee, and maybe it's as a leader. But all of us were put here to make an impact in this world and on others. And my ultimate goal is to help you be all that you were made to be and remove the stuff that stands in your way. I very quickly, once I clarified that for myself, came up with this new title for the podcast that felt so freeing. It's not even all that different, but it's Live and Lead for Impact. Because in our life and as we lead, and that leadership can be in your life or in your work, it doesn't matter where, but I am ultimately helping you remove the fears, the false beliefs, the life's happenings that stand in the way of you making the big impact that you were put on this earth to do. And when I say big, it doesn't have to be big, but it's what you were meant to do. So, and I had to reflect too. Every time I work with a new client, one of the first things I tell them is, you are who you are in your life and in your work. We can work on either and we'll impact both. And so here I was giving every single new client license to be a full human being, with realizing that if you're a people pleaser in your life, you're a people pleaser in your work. Doesn't matter which place we talk about, we're going to impact all of it. Or your fears. Your fears are stopping you in your life. They're stopping you in your work. We can talk about either and we'll impact both. And so I was giving that license to my individual clients, but I was not doing that with my podcast. So that is why. So it's not really a change. It's really an expansion to incorporate all of you as a full human being from all of me as a full human being. So I'm going to quickly read the podcast intro because it really summarizes it well. And I know you probably heard it over the music, which I'm loving my new intro. You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, that's me, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go. And that summarizes what I want to help you with. You were born with a unique purpose and unique strengths, and I want to make sure that this world gets the benefit of you, that you're not letting things stop you in your tracks. So that is what the expanded focus is of the new podcast. So I'm super excited that you're here. And I encourage you, so out of today, I just want to say, I encourage you, if you've been through some stuff or you're so busy that you're forgetting to take the time to reflect, I encourage you to do that. It was super helpful. I know that I got some emotions that were just kind of stuck or stuffed away out. Super helpful. We don't want to do that. We don't want to leave this stuff stuck. And then the refuel, of course, take time for self-care, whether it's daily or weekly, take that time to focus on you. I still need to work on this more. Absolutely. I'm raising my hand right now. Do as I say, not as I do. I'm working on it. I'm getting better, but it's something that we all need to do. And do take some moments to reevaluate every once in a while. It's been a really powerful thing. I'm so happy that I took the time to do that because I just feel this huge burst of extra energy and creativity. I've got stuff coming. But for today, what I have for you is a great PDF that I put together for myself over the summer, again, that I had dubbed my summer of self-care. And it is called Sliding Into Self-Care, Super Simple Strategies for Crazy Busy Lives. And so it's literally a whole list of different really easy ways to invest in you, to refuel you. Go to my website, defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, go to the show notes for today, which is episode 104, and you'll see a link there to be able to download that PDF so that you can start refueling. So thanks so much for joining me. I encourage you to go to my podcast site, defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast tab, share your biggest life or leadership challenges right now. I can help you then. I will create some strategies. I will put them on a podcast, but you also get some emails with me. We'll do some communicating and you can get some individual strategies from me that way. And the last thing is share. If you can share this with others, let's get the word out. Start defeating that drama and overcoming the trauma so that we can all live and lead for impact. So until next time, make it a great day.